All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? And a happy birthday to Nick Sciarra as we welcome you into The Usual Suspects. Nicholas is present, accounted for, and wearing red pants on his big day. Barry is in San Antonio, the home of Charles Barkley proclaimed fat women and the Riverwalk, and I am here in studio with you. We are appreciating you tuning in. Barry, what's up?
First of all, happy birthday, Nicholas.
Yeah.
Thank you,
happy
sir.
Happy birthday.
Thank
to you,
Joel.
Yep.
You're 35. We're just going to get that out of the way.
I am.
Right up front. Okay. Why are you wearing red pants? Like, you're wearing red jeans or red slacks or...
I'm wearing red jeans, but in terms of... talking about the color of jeans, you have no room to talk, sir.
Wait a minute. I don't own a pair of red jeans. Why on earth? What? So you were at the store and you were like, you know what? No. Blue, no. Dark blue, no. Light blue, no. White, no. Red.
It's like he picks his Starburst, Barry. He wanted something with his favorite color.
Look. I don't, like... You have made fun of my white jeans before. That's off the table for you now, bud.
You had see-through jeans, not just white jeans. They were probably see-through. I think Joel told me he's seen something.
I need you to switch the cam. I'm watching on the live stream. If you guys want to look at Nicholas on the live stream, you can go to ESPN975.com. Nice pink headphones, by the way, Joel.
Thanks.
You go to ESPN975.com. The stream's on the front there. But, Nick, I need you to go ahead and switch this over to... the producer cam, so I can see these spiffy red jeans.
I mean, I'll switch it, but you can't see my jeans at this camera.
Well, back up.
The camera is.
Yeah, you back up.
I'm not going to back up.
See, Nick feels if he appeases your request, then he's going to have to appease everyone.
Well, here,
and then they're going to start saying, unbutton that shirt a little bit more, you know, take that hat. It's not going to happen.
Look, I'll take a picture. Remember, you were roasting everybody this week, and people were sending you pictures, right?
There you go.
I will publish a picture so the world can roast me on my birthday. I have no problem with
that. You'd be like
and you can start with the red jeans.
These is bloody jeans.
Jeez. We're off to a flying start.
How's San Antonio?
How was the trip?
Oh, God. All right. So, actually, traffic wasn't bad yesterday. I got out there in a decent hour. No problem, right? Get here. Get all stuff put in the hotel. A nice hotel, by the way. Nice little digs they put me up in. Get over to the club about 7:30, and there are two people. And I was like, oh, not this again. Sure enough, not enough people for the show. So the show got canceled. So I just went to an open mic instead. And they have a little open mic down the road where all the local comics go. So I went down there and hung out for a little while. That was cool. The guy that was supposed to be hosting the show last night and is also hosting the show on Sunday, real cool dude, but he was like, hey, can I buy you a drink? I was like, yeah, sure. I'll take a free drink. That's not a problem. And we were chit-chatting, and he hasn't hosted yet, so it's going to be his first time hosting, so he's really excited. We were just talking comedy, and he was like, by the way, if you need to get high, I can get you high. I was like, all right. Well, I'll file that for later. Can do that if I need to. But it was cool, man.
Refresh my memory, though. You get paid even if the show gets canceled.
That is correct.
That is correct. Damn, they have a policy here.
They have a policy here which most clubs need to do, which is if they don't get 10 people, so you can get 8, 9 people, and a lot of clubs will do it with 4 people. But if they don't get 10 people, they cancel the show. And I think that's a great policy because doing stand-up for 90 minutes in front of 4 people is just awkward for everybody.
I bet.
So... yeah, so it's a great policy that they're like, nah, if it's not going to be fun, just come back on a day when we're busier, and it'll be fun for everybody. So I love that policy. But I get back to the hotel, and I'm chilling in the room. I'm eating some Whataburger late at night.
Mm.
And I don't know if I've brought this up before, but this has happened to me on several occasions where I can now hear the couple in the next room having sex.
Oh.
And... All I got to say is this dude is really good at what he does. Because for a second, I was like, I think I might need to call the cops because he sounds like he's beating her up. It was loud and she was screaming and I was like, I'm glad she was yelling yes and not no, because then it would have been a situation and I definitely would have had to call the police.
Wow.
But,
you don't need spank revision on those nights.
Well, I will say there is something that's kind of like erotic about hearing that in the next room. You're like, dude, that's kind of weird, but kind of erotic. And, but then, you run into them in the hall the next morning by chance, and you're like, oh, my God. Was this like Chewbacca was having sex with a walrus? Is that what I heard all night? Like, jeez. No one wants to see that. Oh, that's now, the worst.
I told you,
talking about
you guys,
running.
With all the time that I've traveled, I told you guys. I had guys that were in our traveling party that could not deal with that, only they were amused by the fact that they would call security. And they would wait to hear the knock on the door, and then they would like try and casually say they're going out to grab a Coke, and then kind of glance into the room as they walk by, like, wonder what's going on. And then call everybody and be like, do you know what they look like? And these, and it's like, dude, let them live their life.
Yeah, it's just so bad though, because you get this image like, okay, she's got to be hot, and then. Then you see them the next day, and you're just like, oh, God, I didn't need that.
Now you're going to see them tomorrow night at your show when they wait for you after the show and ask if, hey, you want to hang out for a little bit?
No.
Yeah.
There will be none
That's
of that
the next three-way three-play, Nick.
I'm just hoping that's not the case because, my goodness, it was bad. But that's not the worst part. So I did bump into them. I saw them leaving this morning. But the only reason that happened is because I was up much earlier than I wanted to be because I was woken up by barking dogs. I was like, what is going on? I'm like, did Joel follow me?
I was just going
to
say.
There's some person in a room either next to me or above me, around me, has brought their puppy. Not full-grown dogs. Puppy dog. And it was yapping all morning. I was so pissed. And then I had to go dry snitch. I was like, hey, do you all allow pets? And they were like, not. I mean, I was like, well, there's a puppy somewhere around me, and it's really loud. They're like, oh, my God, we'll take care of it. Oh, it was the worst. I was like, well, who takes a puppy with them on vacation? Like, what a-hole does that?
I can tell you who has to do it. I told you this.
That's kind of why I said it.
Yeah. My in-laws went on vacation in their mobile home from California, and evidently someone noticed they were gone, and it's pretty much an easy kind of a flare in the air when the mobile home is no longer in the driveway. But they had people jump the fence of their backyard. The neighbors called and said, some guy just jumped back out. Well, when he jumped in, he tried to go through the doggy door, and their dog was protecting the house, and he like lacerated the dog's kidney and was kicking the dog and everything like that. And they're like, we're gonna have to take the dogs on vacation with us from now on because we got to worry about their safety, and they're not exactly watchdogs to protect the house.
Damn.
Yeah, people are idiots.
What? Can't you board them or, I mean, I don't know. Let them stay with a family friend or something.
I got a random question. You've taken dogs to like a hotel, like on a road trip with you, right, Joel?
No.
Never?
No.
Do you know how expensive it is just to be like, you know, when it's like a pet friendly hotel?
Right.
It's like an additional $50 a night.
Okay, Nick. Now try what my wife is a very big advocate of, which is like these, what do they call it? I forget. There's Rover Oaks. There's all the different places in town, but you can board them at those places. It's like, and literally they're like, well, you can have a room where they get their own TV and they get their own. Okay.
What?
It's not like they're at the Red Roof Inn. But at the same time, oh, yeah, the prices for just last time we went to California, just Lisa Taylor and I, and we boarded the dogs. The dog's bill for their boarding cost more than our airline.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Not for all three of us combined, but for one of us.
Have you thought about just getting rid of the dogs?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that, and you know the answer to that already. So we
full
can just
disclosure,
let that sit right there.
I'm too cheap to board them, and I'm too cheap to pay the hotel. Them hotels are
you
stupid.
Send
if they
mom.
Think I'm going to not sneak my dog in one of my duffel bags and bring it into the hotel room. Because that's what I've done every... I think I've paid for a whole, like a pet-friendly hotel once. And I, after I paid it, I'm like, I'm never going to do this again. So I'm just warning you hotels out there. I'm sneaking my dog.
You're but as long as your dog's not a barker, you're fine.
No, my dog doesn't really bark. It'll bark if you...
Oh, what?
Knock on the door.
Bro, I've heard that dog in the background.
Only when, yeah, that's true.
It's but wild.
Only when you first walk in, though, because it's so excited that you're there. But after that,
well,
it
how the
down.
Hell are you going to get in the hotel room? You got to walk in at some point. After leaving, you taking him with you the whole time, everywhere you go?
I'll leave him in the hotel room. It's good.
Without any supervision?
I mean, it survives.
Oh, Nicholas. Oh,
it survives. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It survives, all right. It's chilling on the bed watching TV. Man.
By the way, I saw you post your picture of your red pants.
Yes, sir.
So, Joel.
Yes.
Joel, those aren't red. That's maroon.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that. Different. I was going to correct it, but
I was thinking like fire engine red pants. Like, I really thought that he had gone out and gotten the worst pants ever.
I don't think he would.
Those aren't terrible. But I did like White Magic roasting you already.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was funny. I agree with that. By the way, Barry, check your email because Esme sent one out to make sure that everybody wishes happy birthday to Nick Sharara.
Barry's not going to be happy
about
that.
Very, very nice.
Nice. That's great. No, that's my boy. I'm glad.
Yeah.
But I love that White Magic told him, you look like you bought your outfit at a store called, you know what, bleep it.
I saw that. That's fantastic. Hey, Barry, by the way, Toro having a birthday. I tweeted it out there. It looks like one and the same. Nick Sharara and Toro. Who
is
knew?
It really Toro's birthday?
Nice.
His birthday. They're celebrating it this weekend, but I believe his birthday's today.
Huh.
Didn't so there you go. I didn't know you were doing that in the suit, Nick. No wonder why you need a hotel room for the dog.
Absolutely. And also didn't know that today technically is Mexican Mother's Day. So for all you Mexican mothers out there, happy Mother's Day.
Hit Nick up, especially if you're a little chubby.
Oh, look at Nick.
He's you like, want to so be a mother again? Hit Nick up if you're a little chubby.
Wow.
All right. If you want to join the show, we're just getting started. 713-780-3776. It's the HRNP listener line where you can call. You can text. You can also reach us via Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. Well, join us, won't you? We've got a whole lot more as we're just getting started right here on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. It is Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects on a Thursday, which is wedged right between a Way Back Wednesday and an F Yeah Friday. If you're a fan of the show, then you know exactly how it goes. Barry is on the road. We are here in studio. It is Nick's birthday. We need people to call and give your favorite Nick moment, good, bad, or indifferent, or just roast his ass, from now till 4 o'clock. I think that that's appropriate. Barry was going to do it, then he didn't do it. Now he should do it, so we're going to do it. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think roasting Nick is appropriate today.
All the way until 4 p.m.
Think that.
It's all
why not?
Bring it.
No, till midnight on Twitter.
Patrick Creighton's show is going to be completely specific to you, Nick.
MySpace, Friendster, go to his house, meet him at the grocery store all day long.
You will need a spit screen and volume control as Patrick is going to yell about you for 2 hours on ESPN and then several more on SB Nation Radio.
He's Nick, dubbed himself not the loudest media member anymore because he clearly said that Stephen A is way louder. I find it difficult to tell the difference between the two. But Patrick, I love Patrick. He can totally roast me on his show if he really wanted to waste his airtime on that. That's all good.
He should just let you co-host. So I think we just lost
there
Barry.
There we go. Sorry,
there he is. Okay, he just said line drop.
No, I'm back. I'm back.
Don't call it a comeback. He's been
now,
here for
here's
years.
Here's the thing, though. I missed what you guys were talking about, but I have questions for you, Nick, because you're 35, so you're about to be a man. And I was looking up different medical things, screenings and so forth, that you need to take care of if you're between the ages of 18 to 39.
Oh, man.
Here you go, buddy.
So some of the stuff like blood pressure, I'm not so worried about. Your cholesterol, heart disease screenings, if you're over 35.
Barry,
you should get that checked every year.
Cholesterol now. You know that he's been getting a little round. He's been a lot of foods.
I'm not done yet.
All right.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Dental exam. I mean, your teeth are not, they're past the point of saving. Here's where we get to the questions I have for you. Infectious disease screening. So it says, depending on your lifestyle and medical history, you may need to be screened for infectious diseases such as syphilis, chlamydia, HIV. Have you gotten one of those yet?
For HIV, I tested a long time ago.
Okay, good.
Because they kept encouraging me.
I don't want you out
here. They kept encouraging me to do it like they wanted to. I don't know. I think they wanted to charge the insurance, and I was just like, whatever. Go ahead.
Who?
The doctor. The doctor's the one they encouraged it.
Really?
Yeah, didn't even know me. It was the first time I went.
I'd be like, why are you... It's like, why are you pushing me? Do you think I'm nasty? Like, why are you...
That's exactly what I told
him. It also says you should get, like, a physical exam. Go ahead.
Five years from now. I mean, I'm 5 years away from my balls dropping, so I probably should hit up Man Centers, right, Barry?
Just hit a ball peen hammer, like I told
you. Yeah, speaking of that, it says you should get a testicular exam every so often. And then it says you should do self exams about once a month. But I know you're about what, three times a day?
And the plus size Latinas can always step in on the other one.
Oh, the plus size Latinas joke. That's literally exactly. A year and a half old. Yeah. But it's good. It's cool. It's cool. It's literally a year and a half.
But it does say you should like check your weight and your cholesterol. So you do need to, you know, maybe get that checked as well. I don't know. But just make sure that you go get your testicular exam done at some point, because you're at that age now.
I will do that based on your advice, Dr. Barry.
Okay.
If you can, make Thanks. Sure that there is an right. intern in the room as well with the gel that has...
Oh, yeah. Who's the chick that checked you out, Barry?
That was not at the Man Centers. That was at some imaging MRI place.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You said that. Ultrasound on the boys. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't an exam per se. It was just an ultrasound.
It was just a one-hour getaway?
No, that's not. That was it all.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, couple texts before we move on. Somebody said, thank God y'all are on. I don't know what that means. But White Magic had a question. He said, okay, I was watching the stream. Are Dell and Raheem mad at each other? Are they friends off air? Because their body language makes it seem like they don't like each other. I think they're boys. I don't think that's
what I thought.
No.
Yeah, they're fine.
I mean, what do you want them to be doing, hugging?
I was just amazed. Dell, do you realize Dell lives in League City?
Yeah, far.
Holy cow, what a commute that is. He was late this morning. He was talking about it on the air. And, like, his alarm didn't go off. And I'm, like, thinking, well, if my alarm doesn't go off, I mean, well, I could get here in 20, 25 minutes max. Dude, League City? He said he drove for an hour every day? No, I'm not about that life.
That's far, dude. That's basically Barry's commute, right? How long does it take for you, Barry? Isn't it about 45 minutes?
It takes him a half hour to get off the farm.
Yeah. You want me to feel bad for him? I don't think so. It's going to take me up to an hour and a half to get home. I don't feel bad for him.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, League City is a drive. I didn't know it was an hour. I didn't know it was an hour, but it is a bit of a drive. I figured it would be like 45 minutes unless he ran into some traffic. I didn't hear him talk about it. But yeah, League City is the east side of town, and this is kind of the west, or it's central, really. It's right inside the loop, so it's kind of central. I figured it would be about 45 minutes, but yeah. If you wake up late and you live in League City, you might want to...
You screwed. You might want to call in sick. Because then you're going to get roasted anyway by John and Lance. So that's part of the equation. So, yeah. Not so good. And I got to tell you, I was going to say this in the first segment. But before we go to break, I do have to tell you this. There's nothing great. We're talking about dogs and hotels and everything else. And we all know that kids are far more expensive. Nothing, and I mean nothing, makes me happier than knowing Lisa breaks it on me last night late. Oh, by the way, Taylor's got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. Oh, okay, cool. What does that mean? Oh, that means that you have to get her out of school early. You have to get her to the doctor. And then you should probably hang in there with me just in case. But it's just a checkup. Okay, cool. Screws my whole morning up. Screws everything up. Got to get up earlier. Got to do all this stuff. Get her to school. Then go pick her up. Do all that other BS. Get to the doctor's office. Lisa's waiting for me. Go into the doctor's office. And the first thing I hear is, why are you guys here? Because you already did your checkup at the 2.5 mark. You don't need to be here till after she's 3. And I gave the death stare to my wife. She goes, well, I got a recorded message that said she was due. I was like, but you didn't call? Because you have to call to make the appointment. She's like, well, no, I just thought it would be a good idea if she came in. You could tell me this stuff, and I don't really have to be there, for one. But for two, I just paid for a doctor's visit so we could chit-chat about what she's doing great and what she's not and how we could get her to eat more good foods. Was I pissed?
You must have been livid.
Ooh, baby. Like Dell's commute. Thank God I was in the car by myself for a little while just to air it out. Man, Nick was texting me, is she okay? Oh, she's more than okay. I'm the one that's not okay. Whew, it was hot. Got that off my chest. I'm sure you appreciated that, Barry. You don't have to look forward to any of that, so you're good.
I like it.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll continue to roll on. Barry in San Antonio, Nick and I here on Nick's birthday, and we'll continue to roll on with the usual suspects. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the show right around the corner, right here on ESPN 97.5.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. Barry's in the Riverwalk, knee-deep in heaven.
Not actually in the Riverwalk.
Area, city.
I'm in the city with the Riverwalk.
You're in the city I would say if Nick, without dying, if Nick had to go to heaven, all he has to do is drive to San Antonio if you listen to Charles Barkley, because that means that there are plus-size Latinas.
He's going to wear it out, Nick.
That's all good, but honestly,
if
I haven't been in San Antonio.
If he says it's a joke and it's a bit and it's funny, if I say it, I'm going to wear it.
It doesn't bother me one bit.
Well, he's the one that just mentioned it. He just said, like, that's been going for a year and a half.
I did.
One will let it die. He just said that.
No, because on Twitter, it's not going to go away. On the text line, it's certainly not going away. So I don't care if people want to run it to the ground. I really don't. It really doesn't bother me one bit.
I know we need to move on, but real quick before we do, we got this text, and it's a pretty good text. It says, who won way back Wednesday yesterday?
The thing is that it's very obvious that you're hyper-competitive and you stuffed the ballot. You had your people. But just, that's fine. I've told you along. It shouldn't even be a competition, so I'm good.
I mean, to answer the texter's question, Daddy won. Barry won.
Daddy won? Barry?
Daddy won.
Yeah, Daddy. Get over
I'm
that.
Daddy. 40% to 37%. 81 votes total, so I think that constitutes.
I thought for sure Joel was going to win.
That's all of our listeners. Me too. Me too. I thought his list was way better than mine, but hey, you know.
It was. But when you manipulate the look, you and Donald Trump have something in common now. So when you can manipulate the election, you guys can fit in the same group.
Oh, I thought it was because we both eat a lot of fast food. Nick, you got 23% of the vote, bro.
I begged and I couldn't get over 30. I begged.
Barry begged and he won.
And I didn't beg. I just said, hey, go out and vote for who you like for the most. And the people spoke.
I shouldn't have won anyway. I clearly got disqualified with two songs.
Well, you totally didn't win.
Hey, Shaquille O'Neal's on line one. Or no, actually Jerry. And look, you opened this can of worms yesterday, and Jerry obviously did some homework. Jerry wants to get in here for Nick on his birthday. Jerry!
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Hey, Kool-Aid.
Happy birthday, Nick, my boy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Nick's so fat, he gets to ride the electric shopping cart in the supermarket without feeling guilty. Nope, that one didn't work.
Nope. Keep going, OU Mike.
All right, yeah. Where's my laser gun?
OU Jerry.
He's gotten so fat from all the drinking, I don't know what's more swollen, his liver or his ankles. Yep.
Oh. I got these sound effects. You just keep going.
All right. Nick's so fat now he asks Barry for diet advice. Yep, all right. 0 for 3.
That is inappropriate.
Glad I did my homework. All right, ready?
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's more disappointing.
I'm out of breath. Nick's, I don't know what's more disappointing, Nick's facial hair or his cholesterol. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I'm turning into Joel with the dad joke.
Jerry, now is the time you either make a bad racial joke or somewhat offensive joke, and then you just hang up because you have failed miserably.
All right, I hate you all.
You still want to be a comedian? You still?
No.
This happened. Now you just did that with three people on the phone and only, thousands
of
people.
Well, there's only three listening. People listening to the show, so it's kind of the same thing.
Hey, true. But imagine, imagine you do that with a room of 300 people staring at you, and it's the same
silence.
Oh,
I can't get 300 people in a room, please.
No, yeah, you can. You go to Costco.
Not with those jokes. Not with those jokes.
I know, right? Well, all right. Here's my last one. I'm going to go kill myself.
Jeez.
When Nick goes to the bar, they make him sit in the same seat every time because they don't want him to flatten all the cushions.
Yeah,
yep.
You shouldn't.
We'll talk to you later, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry's one of the funniest callers that we have. I've never had a bad call.
When he doesn't try.
Yeah, he tried hard. Now.
It's the first time I felt like he forced it a little bit, just a little bit.
Well, because he wrote them, which I admire, because not a lot of people are going to sit down and actually try to write material and write jokes for a roast.
And he wasn't discouraged.
He did that. But it shows you it's not always easy to sit down and just write a joke. It's not that easy sometimes. But good effort. A for effort, Jerry, but F for performance. Well, okay, you're going to write some for the third hour for Nick?
No, I'm not going to be like Jerry and sit there at home and... I write a joke every Sunday night when I got to do a column for Sports Map.
Oh, speaking of, did you see mine?
I did.
Mm-hmm. And thoughts?
Saw it.
On Twitter. No thoughts.
I didn't say I read it or did anything like that. I just saw it. It popped up in my Twitter feed. I just saw it.
Well, all right. I'm going to tell you what it says then. I was basically making the case for what I mentioned the other day where I said I think Bregman needs to be moved up to the two hole. And I just kind of made that. I didn't really do when I said that at the time. I was just using some peripheral stats. I really wasn't digging deep, and that's what this article goes into a little more depth on why I think he should be moved up. But here's some of the things that I found out about the Astros and Alex Bregman in researching the article. Number one, the Astros are 8th in average runs scored. They're averaging They are averaging. Where the hell did it go? 4.1 runs a game, all right? In the 27 games that they haven't played the White Sox or the Athletics. That's good for, 21st in baseball.
Yep.
When they play the White Sox and Athletics, that's 8.6 runs a game. They scored 78 of their runs came in those 9 games against the White Sox and the Athletics, which means they're averaging 4.87 runs a game, which is, 8th in baseball, okay? So... this offense that we're seeing, it's all been from those 9 games against 2 of the worst teams in the American League. when you look at what Alex Bregman is doing, I admit that his batting average is not great at 259, and he's slugging less than 400. That's not great. But here's some of the things that people don't look at. His on-base percentage is almost 370. He has 11 doubles, which is second on the team. He struck out the second fewest times with anybody that has 100 plate appearances. He has 21 strikeouts. Altuve has 20. He is leading the team in walks with 23, which is by far more than anybody else on the team. And this was the weirdest one of all those stats I just gave you. Alex Bregman is leading the Astros in steals with 3.
That's weird with Altuve.
Yeah, he should be hitting in the two hole. He gets on base. He's got the most walks. He's got the second least strikeouts. He's stealing bases. Why wouldn't you put this dude batting second in the lineup? And I get that it takes a few at-bats away from Altuve and Correa because they moved down the spot. But it also creates more opportunity to score runs and should make your offense better because there's men on base. There's traffic on the base paths ahead of Altuve and Correa. So that was kind of what the argument that I was making.
I see your logic. So go check out Barry's article on sportsmap.com. You can check out articles from all of us throughout the week as we continue to contribute to what is a building, growing, and fantastic website for sports fans in the Houston area. You mentioned said Astros. As we got off the air yesterday, took care of business, swept the A's, did what they had to do, off day today, weekend series for that silver boot that everybody is so desperately making sure that they get to stay in Houston. Rangers and the Astros this weekend from the juice box as they're back home. But thankfully, they swept the A's. I told you, my biggest fear is this is like the White Sox series. They're going to get fat and happy on the White Sox and the A's. But when you look at their schedule, too, and someone was breaking it down the other day, they really haven't done well against good teams this year. And we always said you got to try and win the series. They haven't been winning many series lately either. They've got to kind of springboard off of the A's and try and get some momentum going because the Rangers and the Astros are the only two teams that have played 39 games this year already. The closest team after that is 37. But as you start to stockpile, we said we're getting by the quarter point in the season. They got to start, not that they have to go out on a Red Sox or Yankees type run, but they got to start going on a run.
Yeah, and again, some of those numbers, I will say this. So they've scored 190 runs, but the thing that I'm impressed with and that you have to feel like things are going to be okay because, again, Marwin is starting to hit a little bit. I think that, you know, Bregman will pick up he'll hit even better than he has been. Same thing with Gurriel. I think there will be a change where one of those guys will move up in the order, hopefully Bregman. This team has given up 108 runs, the pitching staff has. This year, over 39. That's the best in baseball by far. Like, the closest is in the 120s. I think it's 129 is the closest to them as far as runs allowed. That's ridiculous at 108. So, I get that they're not, you know, scoring great yet, but they have the third best record in the American League, the fourth best record in baseball. I'm fine with you. Got to play. I mean, you can't. So they're not beating the Yankees, all right? Not a lot of people are going to beat the Yankees this year. As long as you take care of business, you win your division and get in the playoffs, and it looks like they're going to be fine with that. But
and I know it's coulda, woulda, shoulda, but they competed with the Yankees. I mean, they were in those games. Yeah. They just weren't scoring runs. Like to your point that you were saying about where the offense sits right now.
If those bats pick up, look out. Because I was just reading an article where they think that this Astros team, if they stay on the pace they're on, they will go down as statistically the best rotation ever in the history of baseball.
No doubt about it. So Astros off today, home for the Rangers, starting a series tomorrow as we continue to roll on. Barry on the road now in San Antonio as we continue to roll on. So we'll take a quick break. We're going to continue with a whole lot more. Everybody chiming in on the Western Conference Finals that's about to start Monday here in H-Town between the Rockets and Warriors. I'm sure if you have commentary on it, you can chime in as well. One thing I do know, regardless of who's where and how the playoffs have gone to this point, playoff numbers on television are through the roof. So I'll mention that on the way back as we continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You got it. Hour number one of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, Barry, Joel. It's ESPN 97.5. Talking a little Astros before the break. Barry's in San Antonio. Anything pressing, Barry, you want to get to before we switch gears?
No. I mean, we got a couple of texts from peeps.
Jerry, by the way, bombed like a lead balloon.
And yeah, he's getting killed on Twitter.
Steelers fan Juan wanted to know if we remember the name of the dog on National Lampoon's Vacation. I don't know why that was relevant or pertinent to anything we've talked about
before. We were just talking about the dog hotels, but I don't.
Oh. I just Googled it, and it's Dinky. I would have never gotten that in a million billion years.
I never would have gotten that.
No. Shout out to Justin. He said, it's nice to be back in Houston, boys. I spent the last 2 weeks in Alaska with no access to the app. I'm ready to hear all about the weight loss results. So are we. Happy birthday, Nick. Happy birthday, Nick. To celebrate, I would suggest playing all of Barry and Joel's drops.
It's
no,
bad idea.
We don't want to wear that out.
That's a
horrible,
fantastic idea.
Awful idea.
No, that's, you don't want to wear that bit out. Hey guys, I work in Bel Air and live in Texas City. I get off work at 12:45 p.m. Literally, the only thing that keeps me from falling asleep at the wheel is you guys. Thank you, sir.
Very much appreciated. I worked there for like 10 years. That used to be my spot. My city.
You worked there. Or you did time there.
I worked there. I worked there for 10 years. Yep. Okay. From the age of like 15 to like 25.
Okay, since Jerry has the comedic ability of a barefoot penguin, can I call in and roast Nick? That was from White Magic. Absolutely, yeah. White Magic. We would call love in. To hear you call in and roast Nick. Those jokes were so bad, Jerry, really. And then that person also sent in their own joke. Roses are red. Jerry's jokes are unfunny. Nick's like Latinas if they have a loose tummy.
Oh, you people are rolling
awesome.
Today.
That was awesome. And then who was it? Was it Mac Daddy? Yeah, Mac Daddy on Twitter sent the following jokes for you, Nick. And I know you saw them, but I'm going to read them for the people, okay?
Cool.
Nick is so fat when he goes camping, the bears hide their food. I like it. Nick is so fat when he fell, I didn't laugh, but the sidewalk cracked up. Yeah, that's not. And then the last one. Nick is so fat, if he was a Star Wars character, he would be Admiral Snack Bar.
See, I'm not a Star Wars guy. Favorite. That's why I like the sidewalk one. I like the sidewalk one. I thought that was kind of funny.
Because it was called Admiral Ackbar.
What was the first one again?
He'd be Admiral Snack Bar. That's hilarious. God. Nick is so fat, when he goes camping, the bears hide their food. That was pretty good.
You laughed at that, but if I would have said that would have been a dad joke, and you would have just unloaded on me.
No, because I feel like you would have said the second one, the sidewalk one.
Of course you did.
That was the bad joke of those three.
Of course. All right. I just think OU Mike better start calling in now. So.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And then last one, Christina said Jerry's call was so bad that her eardrums are asking for a refund.
Jeez.
Not your best effort, Jerry. Not your best effort.
No, bro. Jerry, as Barry will tell you, sometimes the best thing you can do is just go off the cuff and let it flow organically, but you probably put a little too much work in on those. Maybe. Just saying.
If he spent any time on those jokes, it was too much time.
Yeah, and I think he did, because he yesterday was talking about strategizing his big performance, and it went over like a fart in church. So with that being said, I did want to tell you guys, they just recently released the top 9 programs on cable TV for last week. Do you want to guess how many of them were NBA games?
All of them?
Yep. All of them. Wow. Now, before you Rockets fans get your panties in a wad for why, I'm just going to point out what the stats say. Of those 9 games, Two were Rockets games. Number nine was a Rockets Jazz game. And that was the opener. And then number six was the Rockets Jazz game as well at Houston. It was the second game. Other than that, the games that were number one was Pelicans Warriors. Number two was Cavs Raptors. Number three, Sixers Celtics. And then number four, Sixers Celtics. And then the Rockets and so down the list. So at least from a cable TV perspective, the ratings are up for the NBA. I think in all but one location geographically, ticket attendance is up. We're preparing for the Western Conference Finals here. And now the Eastern Conference Finals are set as well.
What location would that be?
It would be the one that we call the Big Sequoia. It's actually, what's weird is it's taking this whole topic now is like gaining speed and momentum and taking off. Now I see everybody's writing about it, talking about it. I wrote the article this weekend, but now this is this big deal that national people are chiming in on too. But they're basically roasting Houston for their lack of support in the playoffs, for showing up on time and supporting their team. Now, Barry, I know your point is, and it's a good one. Look, it eventually fills up, but Nick, you're there every game too. And it's not a good look. And you know what? Instead of being butthurt because people are noticing, do something
about it. And I think Rockets might have to. They might do something about it because I'll tell you what, if those seats remain empty, you might see a lot of white and yellow in those red seats come Monday. And it's just not a good look considering how good the Rockets were in the regular season. And so I as a Rockets fan, I just don't want to see way too many Warriors fans, and I'm afraid I will. I'm afraid I'm gonna see a bunch of Warriors
the guys
fans.
I'm working with, one of the guys I worked with last night hung out with at the open mic is from Oakland, and he was like, "Hey man, do you think that I could get a ticket to the games?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem. I think tickets will be available, and not only that, I think you'll be able to get a good seat because it just doesn't seem like people are going." But to your point, Joel, this isn't a new thing.
No.
Remember last year that we were bitching about it and some people called us out. And not only that, but the Rockets were running that special where they're like, we'll shove 1,000 hot dogs in your face and give you free beer if you just get here on time. I mean, they did everything but come out and say, guys, please, you're making us look bad around the country. Come to our game on time. But they tried everything. So this isn't anything new.
Right.
And it's also not new to Houston. But what I'm saying is
it's not new. And like I referenced, it's not a Tuesday night Nets game in November. This is the one that you've been asking for as Red Nation, as fans of this team. You've clamored for this. You've wanted this. You wanted this matchup at the end of the year, and you also wanted home court, and your team went out and got it for you. There is no time like the present. It's just a fact. It's not you expect to beat the Jazz. It's not you expect to beat the Timberwolves, so I'm going to hold off. There's no time to wait anymore because this is your NBA Finals.
Yeah, and not only that.
But here's the thing.
Go ahead, Barry.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, here's the thing, though. All those lower bowl tickets, or a lot of those lower bowl tickets, are corporate tickets.
Not all.
And those corporate tickets get passed out to people that are probably not dyed-in-the-wool, die-hard, bleed-mustard-and-ketchup Rockets fans. And so they don't care about getting there on time. They don't probably even listen to sports talk radio. They might catch the news and watch, you know, somebody do David Nuno do his 3 minutes and that's it. And that's their sports knowledge for the day. They don't care as much. I mean, if all those tickets were owned by diehard Rockets fans, there's no doubt in my mind that that place would be packed. But part of the problem that you can't control is these corporations get those tickets because they can afford to. They give them to people that don't care. They're there to look good and drink beer and talk, so they're not worried about getting there on time. I don't know if you can ever fix that.
But the hot dog and beer special in the regular season is one thing. Is it almost a bad look if they do this in the playoffs?
It's a bad look for them. That's why I had people from the Rockets office thanking me for the article that I wrote, because quite simply, it's a bad look if you're the team calling out your fans and then they say you're begging, like Barry on a way back Wednesday. But at the same time, Barry, look, we're beating a dead horse because we've both said the same thing. And look, I'm with you on this, that corporate America controls those middle sections, but it's a hot button for the franchise. It's a hot button for a lot of people. But when you talk about the biggest series probably in the entire NBA for this year, regardless of what happens in the finals and who's in it, This is the series that all of the basketball world has wanted to see, too. Even if you're in corporate America and you have those tickets, you should be able to say to your, every employee should be knocking on the boss's door going, "You using the tickets tonight, boss? Because I'd sure like to go." And if you have tickets, why the hell would you want to miss half of the first quarter or most of the first quarter? And so I get it, and we've given all the excuses out, but it's time to just put the excuses behind us and either find a solution to the problem or just step up to the plate, because this is the biggest time of the year.
That's my point, though. There is no solution to the only solution to the problem is to not allow corporations to buy those tickets and sell them to fans. Because if as long as corporations own those seats, you're going to have this problem.
Okay, but and I get the corp. We've talked about the corporate aspect of it, but they don't own all of them, and they don't own the whole lower bowl. And everybody that I've talked to said the upper deck is crammed with fans, and it's the whole lower bowl.
That proves my point.
And the pictures that I've seen, no, corporate doesn't own all those. Corporate's main tickets, especially the ones that are corporate sponsors of the Rockets that get them too as part of their packages, all in those middle three sections between free throw lines. That's about where the club levels are. But around the entire lower bowl, aside from the Red Rowdies, and I saw pictures right as the anthem was being played, right as lineups were coming out, there's just no one in the lower bowl. It's like 20% full, and it takes a good quarter. What, Nick, am I wrong? Quarter and a half before it starts to really
fill
in.
I feel like a full half. That's from what I've seen in the past, it's taken two quarters, two solid quarters. A lot of them show up during halftime, and in the third quarter, I've seen it multiple times. Now, maybe I've missed it, and perhaps it gets full or it fills up a little bit at the end of the second quarter, but I feel like it takes a solid half.
It's inexcusable for the playoffs, for the biggest series of the year for this franchise. It's inexcusable for the playoffs, for the last two series. That shouldn't be the case. No matter where you live, no matter what your distractions are or the reasons why you're defensive about why it hasn't happened in the regular season or to date, In every other city that I've seen, especially the teams that got to the semifinals, they don't have these problems. And Houston shouldn't have this problem either. That's my biggest beef. And that's why you're so focused all regular season. We got to win that. We got to have that best record. That's big. Well, you got it. Now do something with it. Show why you got it. That's what pisses me off.
I'm with you. I mean, I think it is a legit issue, I guess. I mean, I don't know if it's an issue. At least at the very minimum, it's a bad look. But yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, you can't change the mentality of fans. If you can't even change it with specials, how are you going to change it?
You shouldn't have to bribe them, but I get it. Because Barry's right. Look, it's like an airline ticket. Once you buy it, you can't tell people when to show up and what to do. But at the same time, if you're buying them and you have anybody that you know that's either a basketball fan or you are a true basketball fan, you realize how important it is to show support at this time. We can continue to kick it around. We just finished the first hour of the show, so hang in there. We've got a lot more to get to. If you want to join in, like JT, we see you. We'll get to you after the break. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call. You can text. You can hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you about the good people at Greater Texan Health. Some of you are suffering from ED. You've taken pills. We haven't seen results. ED is an issue many men deal with, and we know about this based on all the ads you hear on radio and all the people that talk about it. But the people at Greater Texan Health and all those people in Houston that have the issue can now find help. Greater Texan Health will meet with you in person, put you a customized plan together that's going to help you end ED today. Right now, they're offering a free, and I mean this, a free confidential exam and testing, and all you got to do is call them. You get that appointment. They set it up for you. You come in, free confidential exam, free testing, and the even better news is, if their recommendations don't work, you get a full refund. So you have absolutely nothing to lose except for ED, and they are here to take care of it for you. And even better news, too, is they're conveniently located. They're right on South Main, right over by NRG Stadium. So you can get there from Pearland, the suburbs, downtown. You can get in and out. Make sure that you get yourself tested. They can do all the exams, and then they'll get you the results quickly. Even if you're coming in for low T testing, most people have to send those results out, and there's a delay in getting them from days to a week. They do the testing right there in-house, which means you do the test 30 minutes later, you have the results. They can start attacking that problem for you as well. Call them to set up an appointment. It's a free exam and testing, as I said, 713-554-4915, 713-554-4915, or you can check them out online, greatertexanhealth.com. Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
This is ESPN 97.5.